Hello, this podcast is called Do Our Circumstances Limit Us Achieving Our Goals? So we're going to look at whether the situation you find yourself in, the people around you, whether that's actually limiting your ability to achieve your dreams or not. I hope you enjoy it. Hi lovelies, I'm Lisa Pearson, the Mummy Whisperer. Welcome to my Problem Corner, where listeners send in their relationship, health and fitness, or business problems, and I give them advice. Sit back, have a cup of tea, and I hope you enjoy my podcast and that their questions help you too. Hello, so the question is, and it's been sent in or mentioned to me by several mums this week, is the situation you find yourself in, are all the people around you, the kinds of people around you, is that really limiting you from achieving your goals and your dreams? And so I've had people message me because they've got huge creative blocks and they're asking, you know, is the only way for me to solve this creative block leaving the situation I'm in or the relationship I'm in? Other people finding it very difficult whilst people around them tend to not think as proactively as them or as ambitiously as them, and they're always a bit of a downer, you know. And then other people who have had really difficult situations and they're saying, how on earth am I going to get from here, from this difficult situation, to where I would love to be? You know, and a lot of comparison. Other people seem to have achieved it. Why haven't I? Why are these limits still there? So my answer, I'm going to give you my answer straight away, and then we're going to go into the depths of this. The answer is yes and no. So yeah, that's maybe not helpful. But the good side to this is no. The people you're around all the time, the situation you're in, the relationship you're in, the house you're in, the place you're living in, and so on, those are not stopping you from achieving your goals and dreams and desires. They're not. They might not be making it easy for you, but they're not stopping you. But yes, as I say, there is an effect. The question is as to whether that's kind of almost like a meant to be effect. So let's look a little bit more deeply into this from both a practical, psychological perspective and also a more deeper personal development, spiritual development kind of perspective as well. Okay, your circumstances absolutely do not have to determine how you feel. Now, 2019 taught me this 100%, and my kids as well. They absolutely proved to me that you can have wonderful days full of joy and laughter and love whilst the world is falling around you. You know, we've all seen those amazing images or videos or pictures of kids in destitute situations still finding joy and enjoying playing football, whilst probably actually struggling to achieve medical care or water or food. Yeah. So there is it's about separating our circumstances and how we feel to a certain degree. So you can feel in a way, however the hell you want to feel about a situation. And whilst 2019 was not my favorite year in the world, I have to say, it absolutely taught me that. There was loads of what they call happy tears, you know, where you're really, really happy, but also deeply, deeply sad, all at the same time. Now, but let's get practical. So from a different perspective, do your thoughts and beliefs psychologically limit you? Yeah, absolutely they do. Absolutely they do. I don't think you should feel blame about that. I don't think you should feel bad about it. But absolutely, your thoughts and beliefs are going to affect how you react in certain situations, how you behave in certain situations, and that will affect the quality of your life. It will affect the opportunities you try to take, the opportunities you don't take, the way you deal with certain opportunities. You know, self-belief is often important, not always critical, but often important. And so, of course, your thoughts and beliefs psychologically limit you. And the great thing is that whilst they can be a little bit tricksy, they can sneak up on us, those negative bits of self-belief and so on. But we do have a degree of control over our thoughts and beliefs. The more we become aware of them, I mean, those thoughts and beliefs can be a bit entrenched. They can have come from our past, our family situations, our traumas and so on. And so they can be a little bit tricky to dig out and change, but they are changeable. So for sure, we can control, and we love a little bit of control when we're looking at things from a more egotistical perspective. We can absolutely change that. So does who you're around, does that affect your ability to achieve your goals? Now, there's an age-old adage about, your life is almost like a copy or created by the 5 to 6 people you spend the most time around. All right, so they're saying, if you want to be really rich, spend your time around really rich people, not really poor people. I don't know really how that works with kids. Is my life therefore, when you've got babies and toddlers, does that mean your life is, just all about snot and nappies and there's just going to be lots of shit in your life? Sorry, excuse the... It isn't. Do you see what I mean? What that actually means is things are a lot easier if you surround yourself by people who are upbeat, on track with what you want to do, in the same thought process and vibe as yourself. Of course, it's easier. And that will make you feel like it's easier. Therefore, psychologically, you'll feel like it's easier. Therefore, you're more likely to believe that you can achieve it. But it's not going to guarantee your success. Neither is being around a pile of miserable, difficult, awkward people who don't believe in you and, maybe even horrible to you. Neither does that guarantee your failure. Okay? So now some of you may be huge fans of the law of attraction. So simply put, to those of you who don't know what it is, the law of attraction is a theory that our thoughts create our emotions, and that's what creates our vibe and our reactions, and that's what creates our reality. So your vibe is like your vibration, your frequency. So the idea is that you adjust your frequency and your vibration, and that will change your reality. Now, actually, though, if you study this more deeply, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So no, I do not believe that your vibe and your thoughts create your reality. Because if that was the case, it would always work. Let's look at this from a scientific perspective. If that was the case, then you would be able to work hard, although working hard wouldn't work, but you know what I mean? You'd be able to work really hard at sorting out your vibration, and reliably anybody who'd sorted out so that they always felt cheerful and upbeat and positive and confident and all the rest of it, they would always be able to manifest whatever it is that they wanted to create. They'd always be able to create their dream life. And that's simply not the case. I have been around the personal development world for 20 years, and I can guarantee you that is not the case. Well, luckily, there are now people who have a much deeper understanding of how the law of attraction actually works. And there's just a lot more to it. Now, please don't get me wrong. I love a bit of law of attraction. It still has its validity. It still is extremely useful. So I'm not denigrating it completely, just a little bit. All right. So what happens is you attract things into your life because there are certain weaknesses that you're looking to strengthen. Maybe certain things you're looking to learn, from a deeper perspective. And once those areas, once we've learned about it, once we've strengthened those areas, then we no longer attract them into our life, or we don't notice them when they are there. So it's about learning. I mean, there is mental learning. It's about getting your head and heart around certain situations. Okay, now, just in case, I want to be really, really clear. If you're in an unsafe situation or an abusive situation, you don't need to learn about it. You can just leave. Okay, just being really clear about that one. Right. So imagine that there are kind of certain destiny points just set in your life. What you can use the law of attraction to do is to make sure that you flow through and around those in a much more graceful way. Okay, so you can use the fact that you understand that your thoughts create your emotions and that creates your reaction. You can use that so that you can flow through the challenges in life in a more graceful and happy way. And in those situations, when you use it in that way, then your circumstances do not affect how you feel. Does that make sense? Not always easy. I'm not saying this is an easy thing, but can you see that's how to use the law of attraction? So I suppose I am absolutely one of those people who decides that I want to get somewhere and completely underestimates how much there is to learn, how much I'm going to have to do, and so on. Even though I'm a project manager originally in the computer programming world, despite that, I always completely underestimate how much I'm going to have to practically learn, mentally learn, emotionally get, you know, learn about, get my head around. In every kind of development, especially if you're looking at a business or creating something, there's a journey. There's steps that you have to go through, and you can't miss those steps. I have seen people who appear to have completely missed those steps. Maybe they joined a program at the same time as me, and I was still happily poodling away, just earning a really decent amount of money, and they went on to earn 20 grand in a month. Two things happened. Either when I looked at it more deeply, I discovered that they'd already done the majority of those steps, and actually they were just like ready for this huge, great big leap. Or they got that 20 grand and then didn't manage to sustain it because they hadn't done those steps. So it was one of two things would happen. So it's very much about try not to beat yourself up about your situation. Try not to beat yourself up about your circumstances and the limits that you've got on your situation and circumstances right now. Instead, look at it as a journey. Don't just focus on the end point of where you're trying to get to, the change that you're trying to make. And one of the ways to do this is to really focus. I say, try to feel great, whatever is happening. Try to follow the joy. Another great proponent for joy is, oh my goodness, her name's just popped out of me, Marie Kondo. You know, she talks about spark joy when she declutters. She says, feel the joy. Do you feel, does the clothes, do they make you feel joy? You know, it's, we become very desensitized to joy. Remember that when you're trying to achieve a particular goal or a particular dream or a particular change in your life, it's because of how it's going to make you feel. Generally, if you really dig down, it's less about the change of house or change in money circumstances or change in relationship. It's because you're going to feel different when you get there. So when I say follow the joy, I'm not talking about vegging out in front of the telly, obliterating all of your emotions by going out and getting hammered. I'm not talking about keeping on and being more determined and let's keep at it. I'm not talking about attempting to force your results with the strength of your willpower or your vision board. I will envision my dream every morning and stare at my vision board. I'm not talking about that. But I am saying commit to feeling good, commit to following the joy every day. Just don't freak out about it. Don't make it another job that makes you freak out and feel rubbish, right? I'm not suggesting you can feel happy all the time. I'm just saying that happiness doesn't disappear. It is still there, even in the limits and the circumstances that you're currently in. So I was thinking through, if I was going to advise somebody, you know, who's in difficult circumstances that seem to be limiting them, I would say listen to my other podcasts. So there's one from last week, which was about how to tackle, you know, running a business or a family when you have serious time or health or resource limitations. And I would also recommend, if your limitation is money, I've created a free gift on my website, mummywhisperer.com. If you go to free and you go to the money booster, those are tongue twisters, aren't they? Mummy, as in I'm a mum, and money, as in cash. Right. So, first off, it's about feeling less rubbish. Okay, so to feel less rubbish, I want you to first tell yourself that it's absolutely okay to feel rubbish. It really is. It really, really is. I want you to really acknowledge it, really listen to yourself, and keep doing so until you can feel the tension, you know, reducing. And when you feel that you've really listened to yourself about the fact it's okay to feel rubbish, then I would get a notebook out and journal down how you feel, why you feel like it, what's been happening. Get it all out of your head. Get it down on a piece of paper. Really kind of, you know, what does it mean you're thinking about yourself? What does this, what are you thinking is it meaning about your life? You know, really, really journal it all out and then let it go. With, now I use a meditation. You could go to a healer or a therapist. I would just use a meditation to gradually breathe in healing energy and heal that area where I can feel the tension in my body. I offer free healing every Monday on my Facebook page. Please do make the most of that. You're always welcome to put your name down there. You don't even have to have a big issue. It's absolutely fine. So, firstly, you want to really acknowledge it. I'm not saying ignore the fact you feel a bit rubbish. Then you want to really, and you don't need to do that every day. That's just when you do feel a bit rubbish. But you want to just remind yourself to align, as in line up with, the more joyful version of you. So, if you were thinking about this more joyful version of you, who's going to achieve this dream that you're hoping to dream, achieve, or the goal or the change that you're looking for, how is that version of you going to be? You know, how would you love to be? If it's to do with your work, then how would you love your clients to be? How would you love your work to be going? What's your day going to feel? How is it going to feel? It's about how it feels. It's really, really important. And there are things that you can do today that will actually make you feel like that, or at least give you the a taste of feeling like that. So if you want to feel more free, maybe you need to go out and get some fresh air. And just being out in the fresh air can make you feel more free. Maybe you need to go dancing. That can make you feel more free. What can you do? It doesn't have to mean spending lots of money. And I'm certainly not saying that if you want to be really, really successful financially, I'm not suggesting you go out and spend lots of money. That's not what I'm suggesting. But why would you want to buy those things? Again, it's often to do with freedom, choice, treating yourself, feeling luxurious. What can you do now that would give you that hint, that taste of feeling like that? And then the third thing is, decide to choose differently. Decide you're ready to learn what you've got to learn, to follow on that journey, to be brave, to look at yourself, be self-aware. Decide to choose differently. Decide that you're ready to choose differently, that you deserve it. So look at it from this perspective. There's something you desire. There's something you really want. What that's done for you is that's put you on a path to achieving it. And while you're on that path, there's going to be lots of steps and lots of learning. And it will eventually lead to that dream or that goal or that change. Now, it doesn't matter whether, yes, one of your friends might have achieved that in 3 months and you might achieve it in 30 years. Actually, it doesn't matter. It's getting there. It's the you shouldn't judge yourself because you've got a few more steps to take, is what I'm saying. There's a part of you, there's that, what they call that fear-based, egoic part of you that really wants to stay where you are. It thinks that the change in circumstances is what is needed. Whereas there's another wiser part of you that knows that actually it's not a change in circumstances. It's a higher level of awareness and consciousness. It is a vibration. It is. It's not quite the way people think. It's that, you know, that's going to make you feel better. So it's about desiring things from that very heart-centered perspective, that awareness, that development perspective. And so what some people would say to me is, well, if it's all kind of destined, then can these blocks disappear? Can they be healed? Oh, yes, absolutely. You'll go to some healers who will just make your day a little bit better, and that's absolutely fine. And then other therapies and healing can actually not change their destiny points, but allow those steps and that awareness to happen more quickly. Yeah, allow the limitations to be removed. Yeah, absolutely, that is viable. So there you are, you're in a circumstance or a situation that you're wanting to change. What I'd recommend you think is, how is this situation perfect for me to grow and expand towards this kind of ultimate dream or this ultimate destiny? If you think about it from a psychological perspective, that question is really going to help you to take some proactive action to feel better. Yeah. And from a more personal development perspective, it's going to take you in the right direction as well. So it's going to move you forwards, whereas feeling and believing that your current situation is going to imprison you where you are and you'll never get to change, that's not going to help you. I do know there's a very well-renowned, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know if he still talks about it, but a little while ago, there's a very well-renowned guy in the personal development world who was in The Secret, and he talked very much about the fact that he was in a relationship. He hadn't talked about being unhappy, but he said he was very clear that in order to succeed, he was going to have to leave that relationship and move. He moved away. It always seemed very extreme to me. So I suppose what I'm saying is, no, I don't believe that in order to succeed, he had to leave that relationship. But I can absolutely understand how leaving that relationship created a degree of learning and steps and a journey process that was important for him in order to get to where he wanted to get to. And that possibly it made it easier. Being out of that scenario made it easier. I'm pretty sure he's done that twice, actually. So my other advice to you is, I understand that you might not be comfortable within the restrictions you're in, but try to be for change rather than against what you don't want. It has two side effects, that from an energetic perspective, you're focusing on what you do want. From a psychological perspective, it is much more powerful to be for change than to be against something else. So be very careful that you're not focusing constantly on how the people you're with or the house you're living in or the place you're living in or the people you're around, that all of those are limiting. Instead of focusing on them, be for a change. So you think to yourself, I'm looking for slightly different people to surround myself with. What changes will I need in order to do that? I'm looking to potentially move to a different place, to be in a different vibe. And I really understand that. I remember feeling very different living in Reading, where there's lots and lots of pine trees. I felt very suffocated versus living in Peterborough, that was really flat, so you had this big open skies, versus living where I'm from, which is Bristol, which has these long, very soft feeling, long, rolling, grassy kind of areas and so on. So I do understand that being in a different place would make you feel differently, especially somebody like myself. I'm a very empathetic kind of person, a very sensitive soul, they would say. So I am affected by the people I'm around and the environment around. Absolutely, it is easier if I'm in a different place. So you can think to yourself, okay, so if I'm looking for a place where I feel like this, how can I feel like that now? And how can I move forwards rather than focusing on where you're at? Don't worry too much about the how. How on earth are you going to get from where you are to where you want to be? Don't worry about that. Just trust that everything's working out for you. It could be just 3 steps. It could be 1,000,000 steps. And I don't know how many steps it's going to take you to get from where you are to where you would love to be. But just know that the steps are important. They cannot be skipped. Right. And when if you're unhappy in your job or unhappy in your relationship or unhappy with the people who are surrounding you, I'm not suggesting that you have to stay at all. But I am suggesting that learning to understand why they are the way they are and having compassion for their situation and why they are the way they are is helpful to release you and let you move forwards as well. I think that we all grow at different speeds. We are all at different places in our personal development. And I don't think that we should judge where other people are at. Personally, I'm of the opinion that unless you've walked in somebody else's shoes, you just don't know where they're at or how they got there or how you would manage it if you were there. And if you're looking at it from a more spiritual perspective, who knows how long it's taken us to get to where we've got to. So we're not really in a position to judge somebody else either. So that was a very, it gives you some positive things to do if you feel really, really limited by your situation and your circumstances. Absolutely, I do not think that they are stopping you from achieving your goals. Absolutely, I believe that you could literally wake up tomorrow and you'd be able to achieve what you want to achieve exactly where you are. Absolutely, I understand that it can be more difficult because of your circumstances and so on. And so it's just about listening to yourself, following your heart, not your fear. Following the joy, bringing more joy back into your life, remembering you can feel it, how you feel is not ruled by your circumstances. You can change how you feel. And that the steps can't be missed. The journey can't be skipped. I really hope that has helped you. Please do subscribe to my podcast and I'll be back next week to talk to you again. If your problem is financial, do remember to download my money booster from mummywhisperer.com under the free tab. And I recommend that you also join my free Facebook group, Mummy Whisperer Tips, where I run a regular live money booster challenge to give you a bit of a boost, but all of the things, all of the tips are in there, so you can go into the units in that group and you can get all of those tips. And don't forget, if you've got a health challenge or sometimes you feel a little bit low, there is free healing on my Facebook page every single week on Mondays. Take care of yourself. Bye bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you'd like to send me your own question, then please go to mummywhisperer.com to the podcast page and you'll be able to send it to me through there. You'll also find links to my books and my blog there and loads of freebies. And there's information about working with me one-to-one or my group online business programs, and also about CBD oil. Come and see
say hi on Instagram or Facebook. I do free healing every Monday. And there's also my Facebook community, hashtag Mummy Whisperer Tips. Remember, we all deserve to be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.